Hey, welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN on a Friday morning. Show lineup looks like this morning. Coming up later, we'll talk Karen Hibbard, Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. We'll also talk with Kathy Scroggs and her husband Ken about Hope Ranch and a weekend event they've got going on called their Camp for All Abilities. We're going to start, though, first with Megan Doherty. She's the Nutrition, Health, and Food Safety Agent, Senior Health Insurance Counselor of Kansas with the K-State Research and Extension Riley County Office. Megan, good morning.
Morning, Brandon.
Sure is nice to talk to you. It's been a while since we've had you on the program. We welcome you back here. How are things going over there at the Extension Office?
Yeah, things are going well, staying busy, and hopefully getting some in-person classes up and running here in the next year. So stay tuned for all the events coming from Extension in the coming year.
Extension does so much here for our area, with a lot of helpful tips and advice, and of course with all the 4-H'ers and everything. The fair obviously coming up here in a couple months, that'll be a lot of fun. But today we're going to be talking here about Medicare here with Megan, and I know you get questions all the time from seniors about what they need to do here if they become eligible for Medicare.
Yeah, absolutely. And I figured it was a good topic today because I have been receiving quite a few phone calls about participants that are either getting ready to turn 65 in the next few months, or they are 65, or maybe they have been 65 for a while and they're still wanting some help with Medicare. So I thought it'd be just a good time to get some general information out there and kind of let people know what I can do to help them as a senior health insurance counselor, and just some kind of steps to be aware of that they might want to take. So Medicare is obviously a little bit different than our group health insurance or even independent insurance that we're used to having as we've worked in our careers. And so it is a little bit of a game changer and kind of hard for some people to wrap their heads around. So that's where I can come in, sit down, talk with you about your options that you have, answer any questions, just to hopefully get things cleared up, as this is something I'm trained in and also work on a daily basis. So I have a pretty good understanding. So just the basics of Medicare, it's very individualized. We have your Part A, which is your hospital insurance. You have your Part B, which is your medical insurance. And then you also have optional ones like your Part D or your prescription plan. And then you can also get a supplemental plan as well. So not just having that one insurance like you're used to, but having 4 separate parts is where it can get a little confusing for a lot of people. So that's where I can come in and kind of help you figure out what you need to do, when you need to do it, and hopefully guide you along in the process. So lots of options to kind of navigate through. And there is kind of a general timeline that we like to kind of keep in the back of our minds. So in those coming months, before you turn 65, we generally recommend about 4 to 6 months before your month of eligibility or the month that you turn 65. For most people, it is a little different for others. You want to make sure that you're in contact with your Social Security Administration. If you're a railroad retiree, contact your railroad retirement board. But for most, it's the Social Security. And you just want to confirm your eligibility with them for your Medicare benefits. Make sure everything is ready to go so that all we have to do is just make your decisions in the coming months. We also want you to review your current health insurance to see what happens after you become eligible for Medicare. So you need to make sure once you turn 65, if you have to go solely on Medicare, if you can still stay with your primary insurance or your spouse's primary insurance, that's something to think about as well. So you can generally do that by contacting your HR department. Or your current insurer, so whoever you have your insurance policy through. Another thing in those first 4 to 6 months before eligibility, also try and find out what Medicare covers and the different options out there. And that's where you can kind of contact me. I can kind of walk you through your options, kind of show you what you need to be looking for and things like that. So then we fast forward and we're in 3 months before your month of eligibility. And this is a really critical time. You have a 7 month open enrollment period when you first are eligible. And you've got 3 months before you turn 65, your birth month. And then you've got 3 months after to where you can enroll and have no penalties. So in those first 3 months before your eligibility, you need to decide what Medicare option is best for you. Definitely get those things figured out. And then also you need to make sure that you check with your doctor or any physicians that you see to make sure that they accept the type of Medicare coverage that you're looking into. I know personally, I want to look for some coverage that works with the physicians that I work with. I don't want that to be an unexpected surprise down the road. So those are some things to really think about there. And then we get into our 1 to 3 months before your eligibility. And this is when we really start to get enrolled in some of those programs. So we're getting enrolled in that Part A and Part B with Social Security, maybe not Part B if you have other circumstances. And that's something we can talk about. Also enrolling in that Medicare supplement plan. Or if you're doing a Medicare Advantage plan, enrolling in that. And then also enrolling in that Part D or that prescription plan. So that's kind of a timeline of what we need to be thinking about in those months leading up to our eligibility for Medicare.
Now, just because you turn 65 doesn't mean you have to enroll at that time, right? You can put this off for a few years if your circumstance allows for it, isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you have a special circumstance, generally that we run into that, if you're currently still employed, still working, you can definitely not deny, but you can put off coverage until you're ready to officially retire. The other circumstance we usually see is maybe you're turning 65 and you're getting ready to retire, but your spouse is not, and they're going to continue working. And you can actually go on to their health insurance if their company allows it, or if you're on it, you can continue using it. We just have to make sure that you take the right steps so that you don't automatically get put into those Part A and Part B and getting double coverage. So we want to make sure that you're just getting the right amount of coverage and not overcovering yourself, and making sure that you're just insured, whether it is Medicare or another insurance company. So I can definitely help if anybody has questions about that. I can definitely point you in the right direction of the steps you need to take if you're thinking about that option as well.
All right. You know, we're right in the middle of tax season. I know we got extended a little bit here to May 17th being the tax deadline. Are you able to help them with questions if they're having a discussion, you know, trying to figure out how best to file if they've never filed with Medicare before?
Yeah, absolutely. So any questions that you have with Medicare, whether, like I said, if you're just getting ready to enroll, already 65, trying to get things figured out, or even if you are past your initial enrollment period, I can try and work with you. It gets a little bit more difficult after you are 65 and out of that initial enrollment period to get things figured out. But that's why I really encourage you, if you do have any hesitations at all, come in and see me and we can definitely get things worked out, because it's better to get things figured out ahead of time than try and do it after the fact. It makes it a little bit easier. So definitely can get you in and get you helped out.
All right. What are some of the most common questions you get asked here with senior citizens?
Yeah, a lot of the common questions are just because it is a little bit more complicated, and there are so many different parts to it. As I said, there's four different parts. It's not just here's my one insurance card for everything. So a lot of clients that I work with get a little confused when it comes to those supplemental policies and those prescription drug policies. So I get a lot of questions over those, and just working with them, trying to help them. I can't personally tell them what they need. Everybody is different. And so just walking them through that and walking them through their options and hopefully leading them to a decision that they feel comfortable making and feel that that will represent them the best. The second question that I usually get is, my friend is on this policy and he says it's just absolutely outstanding. And that's one thing that a lot of people have a hard time grasping is that Medicare is very individualized. So just because it's great for your friend or even your spouse, for instance, doesn't mean that it's the best policy for you. So it can be a little bit different, and Medicare does vary based on, it is very individualized and very dependent upon you and your health and those kind of things. So I'd say those are the two main questions I get, besides just where do I start? What do I need to do? I'm turning 65. So those kind of things.
Gotcha. All right. Well, if people have any questions and want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah. So right now, when we're just in regular season, right now I'm doing the new to Medicare counseling, and that would be enrolling in Medicare. You can always give me a call and we can either discuss things on the phone, we can set up a Zoom appointment, or you can come into the office and have a sit down in person one-on-one meeting with me to get those new to Medicare. And you can just give our office a call at 785-537-6350. And we can get you set up to get that taken care of. The next thing would be for prescription drug coverage during that open enrollment period, which I'm sure I'll be back on to talk about that a little bit more. It's October 15th through December 7th every year. And we, if you've met with me before, you'll get a reminder letter about that. But otherwise, if you'd like me to help with your open enrollment, go ahead and give that same phone number a call, that 785-537-6350, and we will get you added to our mailing list.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Megan, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks for being here today, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Brandon.
All right, it's Megan Doherty here from K-State Research and Extension, and we'll talk with Kathy and Ken Scroggs coming up next here at Hope Ranch on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.